Saturday Night Live this week was interesting. I really love Dan Levy. Like, I didn't realize how much I love Schitt's Creek, but I watched it the first time around. I didn't really get it. And then I watched it a second time. I was like, okay. Like, it took me a minute. So he was the draw for me. Now, I know that there's people that love the musical guest Phoebe Bridgers. I've been hearing about her for a while. I have friends that are like, oh, she's awesome. And so she was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live. She did two songs. I liked the first one, Kyoto. Pretty good. The second one was called I Know the End. Okay. Something surprising happened at the end of this song. Now, I want to just play the song for you first before I give you the choices. Okay.
Okay.
To the sun, let the ultraviolet cover me up when looking for the creation myth.
Something shocking happened at the end of the song. I'm going to give you three choices. You tell me, based on the little clip I just played for you, what you think likely might have happened. Okay. Choice A, her girlfriend proposed to her live on television. Choice B, she stopped at the end of the song, made a very controversial political statement about climate change. Or C, she smashed her guitar.
I'm going to say it's not B because too many people have done that.
Right.
On Saturday
yeah,
Night Live.
Cliche. Yeah, right.
Right. So she's not going to do that. But nobody's ever proposed after a song. So I'll go with A.
And especially her. I mean, she's out as a bisexual. Wouldn't it be great and shocking almost if her girlfriend ran up on stage and proposed to her live on SNL? I mean, what a story to tell your kids one day.
Mm-hmm.
Or just what a story, even if you don't have kids, just what a story one day. No, she smashed her guitar.
Did she really?
Yeah. And it was the guitar smash heard round the world, or I should say heard round Twitter. I have never seen Twitter blow up like it did after she smashed her guitar on SNL. And the reason it blew up is what's kind of interesting. It was two sides. It was really polarizing. People were either like, you know, smash the patriarchy, like, you go, girl, absolutely. Like, because they referenced the fact that Arcade Fire had done that in 2007 and a dude named Sturgill Simpson did it last year. So they were like, yeah, girl, you get it. Like, smash it. Like, you know, let them have it. And then there were people that were like, why is this sweet little blonde girl smashing or trying to smash a guitar?
Because right.
the guitar wasn't really breaking, you know. And this just shows how old I am sometimes. Like, I was watching her smash the guitar and she's hitting it against the speaker, you know, the amplifier, and it's sparking. And I'm like, she's going to get hurt. She's going to hurt herself. She's going to get electrocuted. Like, I'm such a hypochondriac. I was like, she's going to injure herself. She should really stop. So I thought it was really interesting how people were really polarized by it. And there was one guy in particular who tweeted out, here's what he tweeted, and people got very upset about this particular tweet. Why did this woman, Phoebe Bridgers, destroy her guitar in SNL? Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't care much for the song either, but that seemed extra. Well, this guy who tweeted it, he normally tweets about politics. It blew up. I mean, people let him have it. Some people were like, yes, women shouldn't express anger and violence. It's such a dangerous world. Other people were like, what the heck is wrong with all of you? Like, why is everybody furious about this? Like, go for it, girl. Like, this is awesome.
I think it's so cliche to do it. She doesn't strike me as somebody that would do something like that because of watching the clip that we saw.
Right. That's my point. Like, the clip, she's just standing there and she's, I mean, at the end, she does like scream at one point and you're like, wow, she's really getting into this song.
But if she didn't do it, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Well, that's what it is. You know, when I first saw it and at the end of the song, it ramps up and then she's screaming. And I was like, wow, she's really in the moment. And then she took the guitar and she was trying to smash. Like I said, it wasn't really breaking. So it was like probably not very satisfying. But I thought, wow, she's so in this moment and feeling whatever the rage is in the song that she's expressing it. And then I found out later on, this is the thing that pissed me off. This, the guitar is by a company called Dan Electro.
Okay.
Okay, that's a guitar maker. She told them she was going to do that. And they wished her luck and said, listen, girl, they're hard to break. So that's what upset me. I felt very moved by it because I thought that she did it in the moment because the song and being on live television, like I just felt like everything culminated to that moment, you know, the year of 2020 and all the politics and all the anger and COVID and just the fact that she couldn't be there with anybody because of COVID. And I just thought like, or whatever she's going through in her life or the patriarchy, like if she would have done it in the moment, I was like, wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she planned it, now it bothers me. I don't like that.
All right, let me see this part. Okay, so she's beating up the monitor. It's not even the amplifier.
Yeah, she's beating up the monitor, yeah. And look, it's sparking. See, it's dangerous.
No, guitars and monitors don't spark.
Look, it's sparking. It is sparking. Look at it.
Well, I'm saying it's sparking, but there's something on it to make it spark. Guitars just don't spark.
That's, even that was contrived?
That's a pyrotechnic. No. So that was way planned.
This breaks my heart. I mean, when I first saw it, I was really into it. I was like, yes. And the fact that she's like young and pretty and like, it's not expected. You know, when you look at someone like, I don't know, Lita Ford or Joan Jett or, you know, some of the women from back in the Chrissy Hines, like people like that from the 70s and 80s, those really like tough women who were trying to make their way into rock and roll and prove that they were just as cool as the guys. And they would do stuff like that. And they would smash, you know, Wendy O. Williams from the Plasmatics used to smash cars on stage. Like women were angry, too. And they would express this anger. And it was, you know, Courtney Love did it in 1991 on SNL. It was so empowering. I thought that was this.
No, guitars just don't do that. There's not that much power going to the guitar and there's no power going to the monitor. So there's no way this could ever happen. And the punk girl in you sees it a completely different way than
I know it's true.
Because you're like, you're all about punk and that's, you know, no, that wasn't this.
When it was happening, I literally jumped up off my couch and I was standing. I was like what men do at sports. You know, I was standing in front of the TV and I was screaming. I was going, yeah, get it, girl. Get it. Get it. I was literally on my feet. 2 inches from the TV, screaming at the TV with my arms in the air, like, yeah.
No, they did this during rehearsal. No, it was not, it's not good.
Right.
Song wasn't good. The ending wasn't good. Nothing was good.
The first song was really good. I mean, I like her. I like that she has this subtle way of, she doesn't enunciate all of her words. You know, it's like, if you want to know what I'm singing, that's up to you, not me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I like that she has this very, there was something kind of subtly punk about her, especially, and I know that she does love The Who. Like, she had talked about the fact that in the first clip, the first song that she did on SNL, she wore a shirt with like a skeleton on it, just the way John Entwistle would wear something like that too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's commented before on Keith Moon and, you know, she likes the old rock guys. She has songs about them. So clearly it's interesting that the male rockers are what motivate her and not the female ones. I think that's very interesting.
Yeah. But when Pete Townsend did it, it was for a reason.
Well, yeah, when Pete Townsend first did it, he did it by accident in the early 60s, and then it became his trademark, and that was his thing, and he started singing about it, like, I may go far if I smash my guitar. Like, that became his thing. Jimi Hendrix had set his guitar on fire, you know? So it definitely was a statement about the state of the world, you know, and the anger, and rock and roll is about, it's about anger. It's not that pussy music. It's not Maroon 5, you know, there's some edge to it. And I think, I guess the reason I got excited about Phoebe Bridgers, I thought it was not just somebody in rock taking back rock and roll and what it meant. It was a woman doing it. So, yeah, you burst my bubble.
Yeah. She sparked. So you sparked. Yeah. It doesn't spark. Go back and watch Pete Townshend destroy a guitar and a drum set. You'll never see a spark.
Right.
Watch when Kurt Cobain did it. Never a spark.
Kurt Cobain, like, he smashed everything. I mean, that was his never thing. He was always spark. Smashing stuff.
Nothing yeah. like that.
Right. I guess I was kind of thinking maybe the equipment's different now.
No,
you know? Maybe
it's a like, monitor's a monitor. It's just got a speaker wire in it. There's no power to it.